Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about catalytic computing and its implications on memory's role in computational power. Let's dive in.
Exciting. So it seems counterintuitive, but this article talks about how a full hard drive can actually make a computer more powerful. How does that even work?
Right? It's mind-bending. It all boils down to this concept called catalytic computing, where a full memory, like a hard drive packed with data, can be strategically used to boost computational capabilities.
So like using that hard drive full of family photos to do complex calculations, I'm still a little lost.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Instead of viewing that full memory as unusable, it's more like a catalyst, a substance that speeds up a reaction without being consumed itself. You tweak bits within that full memory in a reversible way, and this somehow unlocks extra processing power.
I see, interesting. But the article mentions something about a tree evaluation problem. How does that fit in?
Ah, yes. This is where it gets even more interesting. Researchers use this tree evaluation problem, which involves solving a series of math problems arranged like a tournament bracket, to explore the limits of memory usage in computation.
So, they use this problem to see if a small memory could be used for both storage and computation at the same time.
Precisely. And it initially seemed impossible, but then catalytic computing comes into play. Initially, researchers assumed that a full hard drive is a full hard drive is a full hard drive. It was the prevailing wisdom. But then this completely new way of thinking about memory and computation emerged, challenging the very foundations of the status quo.
Got it. So does this mean the tree evaluation problem can now be solved with very little memory? Does it change the way we understand memory's role in computation?
That's the million-dollar question, or maybe in this case, the $100 question, which, by the way, was the prize for solving this problem. The latest algorithms, using catalytic computing, get incredibly close to the minimal memory requirements, suggesting that this seemingly difficult problem might actually be solvable with limited memory.
Wow, fascinating. So what's the future of catalytic computing? Where do we go from here?
Well, this discovery has opened up a whole new avenue of research. Researchers are now exploring connections to randomness, the implications of imperfect memory resets, and much more. Imagine the possibilities if we can truly harness the untapped potential of full memory. It could revolutionize computing as we know it.
It sounds like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible. Amazing.
Absolutely. This is just the beginning. And on that note, thanks for joining us today as we delved into the fascinating world of catalytic computing. Until next time.
Goodbye.